All right, Sleepy, what is up, man?
What's happening, Jay Rich? What's up today, man?
Hey, rolling, man, rolling, man. We're actually live right now, man. I just put you in to the queue, man. Let's get it rolling. Let's talk about it, man. Fun week three, man. Coming into week four, interesting is how I'm going to describe this week, bro. Interesting. Usually, about this time, I got about four plays, trying to link them down to the two best. Not so much for me in week four, man. I'm having a tough time early. Going to have to do a lot of work, man. Do a lot of work. How about yourself? Just in general, you don't have to call them out. What do you think when you looked at the early lines, man? Do you have a similar feeling, or like it was a normal week for you, a couple of them jumped out already at you?
I thought a lot of lines actually this week were off by quite a bit. You know, we got a lot of injuries too, and there are a lot of key players, not just quarterbacks, that are really probably affecting these lines. So, you know, that's one thing that, you know, that sometimes we have to deal with. You know, we got to make sure, you know, we know who's in, who's out, and what's going on. Yeah, there are a lot of question marks. I mean, they're talking Drew Brees might play this week. You know, I think the lines are kind of screwy, and we might see some big movement. So, you know, maybe right now, you know, might be the time, at least, you know, me and you get to sit down now for you know, a little over an hour here, and we get to go ahead and look at this stuff. Maybe we can find out, you know, what we like, maybe start punching in some good bets today.
All right, for you listeners, again, that's Sleepy J at pregame.com coming at us, man. We're going to hit the NFL and the NCAA, man. We'll go into both leagues here. We're going to make this a little shorter, man. We're going to go an hour, so we'll look at the time right now, try and keep the NFL to half an hour. Then we'll jump into the NCAA action for you guys. Sleep, real quick, let's on the Monday night game, man. Anything different, any opinion change since the last time we talked about it? This time last week, this line going all the way down to 5.5. You know, I remember what you said then. I don't want to give it away to the audience. Let's see if you changed at all, if you agree with this line move.
The line move I kind of agree with because more than anything, I mean, you have to take a look at Kansas City coming off of a loss. Obviously at home, to Denver, I mean, it was a pretty, I guess you can call it, you know, a fluky kind of loss, a game that they should have won. Generally, you know, generally you're not going to perform, you know, rather blah in back-to-back primetime games. And that's the situation here for Kansas City. Now, Green Bay, their last game, I mean, that was primetime. Seattle, they look good, and they look good at home. It's one of those, you know, I'm a Packer fan, man, and I know that Kansas City always gives Green Bay trouble. And this is a game that I think that the Packers could overlook. And I'm not saying Rodgers. I'm saying the team in general. Exclude Rodgers. I think he'll do his part tonight. But I think more than anything, it might be the defense. And, you know, maybe some of the guys on offense will lack tonight. I just don't think they're going to give, you know, a 100% effort on both sides of the ball like it's a Seattle game. You know, Green Bay stepped up for Seattle. And teams generally, you know, coming off of a Seattle game, don't perform all that very well. And, you know, we saw that with St. Louis last week, and we'll probably see it with the Bears again next week. You know, I like Kansas City tonight. I think the +6, 6.5 was a good number. I agree with the line move. The total has actually come down to 48 now. That was up to, I think, about 49. And, you know, I kind of wonder if Kansas City will go ahead and continue to run the ball. They go ahead and try to, you know, keep Rodgers on the sideline and try to wear down that defense, because I think that defense at the end of the game for Green Bay will tire out if Charles could go ahead and have a pretty decent day running, and there could be the back door that's wide open for our team that's going to give you 60 minutes of effort on prime time coming off of a loss, trying to knock off one of the best teams. So I think it's pretty clear I like Kansas City tonight.
Yeah, it's Lee, man. That's just a number I thought was too high when it came out, man. The 7, it just screamed a little bit. Maybe people forget about the Kansas City defense, man. But we'll see. Let's see what they do with Green Bay and those wide receivers at night in Green Bay. I think they play a little better defense than maybe people are thinking right now. It'll be good to see. This is going to be – well, listen, we thought the Seattle defense was going to be one of the best. They're not playing so much so that way, but I really think it's the offense so much is not playing really well with Seattle, and their defense is playing okay. They did get a Chandler-less defense. So let's see. No reason why KC can't play well tonight, man. All right, let's jump into a Thursday night action, man. Let's go first game of the week. Interesting game now with Big Ben out. Man, this would be a game I would be all over Pittsburgh, man, with Big Ben in. And now the Baltimore, there were some threes out there, Sleep. There were some threes out there. I was tempted. I think that was the way to go, to grab that three for no reason, no matter who's in there, Sleep. I couldn't do it. Big Ben, Vic doesn't have a full week to prepare. I just was not ready. I wanted to sit and wait. What was your thoughts? When you first came out, did you see that three? What did you think about it then? Now 2.5s are pretty much out there now. But did you think about grabbing that three when it first came out?
I think I got to put a little bit more thought into, you know, the overall circumstance of the game. You got a more team 0-3 now. And, you know, they just got beat at home, division game. Do you consider them dead in the water? Or do you actually think that they can actually go ahead and make a run at the playoffs? Obviously, the Cincinnati team, more than likely, is the best team in the league. And even now with Roethlisberger out, it looks like that they're probably going to end up taking a division title, at least unless something, you know, disastrous happens to that team. But you got to wonder what the mindset of Baltimore is right now. Losing to the Raiders, and I can't wait till we talk about them. But, you know, losing to the Raiders and then, you know, getting their home game, a lot of things didn't set up very well for Baltimore, to be honest with you. You know, they played Denver, and then they had to go back to the West, to Oakland. They didn't show up against Oakland. Defense got torched. You know, they scored a bunch of points on offense. And then they come back home, the division game against Cincinnati, a team who, in my opinion, you know, we talked about them multiple times already. I think they're probably one of the most well-rounded teams in the league, definitely a top five. And, you know, they had to go up against that team, come back home. It was just a tough spot, I still think, for Baltimore. So I don't know what they're going to do here in this game, you know, what their mindset is being 0-3. Obviously, you would think that they would have a little motivation and maybe a little bit of higher hopes now that Big Ben's out. Maybe they could potentially get their first win of the year. But on the flip side for Pittsburgh, you know, they're back home now. They're coming off of a win. Generally, you know, we talked about this with, you know, we'll get into the other games. You know, I talked about, you know, teams rallying around, you know, quarterback goes out or a star. We saw that yesterday with New Orleans, and we saw it again with the Nuggets we had. So I think Pittsburgh's team will rally around. Will it be enough against a desperate Baltimore team? You know, I don't know yet. I got to put some more thought into it. But, you know, I think that this is more of a mental type of game than it will be physical. It really depends on, you know, and I think it takes time, you know, for us to actually sit and think about it, is what is the Baltimore mindset and what is Pittsburgh's mindset? Is Pittsburgh crushed? You know, that Big Ben's out. You know, do they even trust Vic? I think those are the questions that need to be answered. But I think we need to, you know, to probably do a lot of reading and a lot of video watching and, you know, maybe trying to catch some body language for interviews that go on during the week, you know, and we can gather information that way, because it's just going to be tough to tell really what you're getting from these two teams. But it opened up 3. It's down to 2.5. Obviously, a home dog, generally they'll take money. But I don't know yet, man. I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, man. I mean, funny enough, man, you talk about Dallas and New Orleans, two teams without the quarterback that we thought might play inspired for one game at least. They play each other now on Sunday night coming up this week, man. No line on that true line out there now, so we won't talk about that game. Just kind of interesting that those two teams now get the match up for each other.
Yep.
But quick, let me get your thoughts on that. What did you think about those two teams playing inspired football, man? That's what we thought would happen a little bit. It's kind of what went down. I'm not sure going forward now if that's something we could play on. I pretty much think that was the one week to try and get that theory out there.
Well, it was one of those deals for Dallas where it was, if it works, keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. They were running the rock and they were running the short route, and Atlanta didn't figure that out until the second half. The once they did, that was a wrap. But that Dallas defense, what'd they give up yesterday? 35 points in that game? I mean, that defense, you know, isn't really all that great. So you got to wonder, you know, how they're going to show up in this game. But, I mean, dude, if you look at what McNown did for New Orleans, he looked pretty sharp.
Legit.
I believe he was.
He looked nice, man. Even that interception, man. I got to give a good play to the defender, not him.
Right, and I think he was 31 for like 38 for, I don't know, maybe like 250 yards or something like that. He didn't have a touchdown in the game, but you know there are pieces there in New Orleans that he could at least work with. So for that guy to complete 31 of 38 passes. Now, I didn't physically watch the game. I don't know if there were little dump screens or you know, little, you know, wide receiver, you know, quick pass to the out. I don't know if he actually went downfield. I'll have to go through the box score and see if he actually threw the ball downfield. And if he did throw the ball downfield, in fact, you know, New Orleans might be a way to look this week. A lot of, because that's a tough place to play in that dome. Again, a team that's going to be desperate. But in that division, you know, even with Atlanta in there, I mean, there's still hope, I think, for that particular division. New Orleans might surprise some people. I think that they have a chance to actually win the game. I wouldn't be surprised if they were favored, give or take, by maybe 2 points.
Mm. Yeah, maybe we get some value with them, man. Like you said, they played admirably there yesterday. Yeah. All right, Houston, Atlanta coming up. Their sleep. Let's talk about this one, man. Atlanta, you play well there. It was tough in Dallas. Again, tough first half, second half. They look like, I think, how we think they should look like, man. This line opened up a little bit around 4, maybe some 5s out there. Now up to 6.5 on Houston. Houston, a team I'm definitely down on. They came through in the fourth quarter, got the win yesterday against Tampa Bay. What do you think going forward here? What do you think about that line specifically? 6.5, a little bit under a touchdown. Some people have the theory about the under a touchdown, thinking that maybe a dog can come in here and win that game because you're not giving the team a full touchdown. Is that saying something? What say you?
You know, I have a question, and it's something that I didn't have a chance to look up, and maybe you know off the top of your head, but if not, it's no big deal. Any idea if Arian Foster's coming back anytime soon?
You know what? I hadn't seen that he's coming back yet. I still had him for 4 to 6 weeks. This would be 4 weeks. But no, I haven't looked it up, man. But let me check and read on that.
Yeah, because I was wondering, you know, if he was going to be in here, you know, looking at the total, 46.5, you know, maybe that's something that we can use before, you know, we get news that he's actually out. But, you know, Mallett looked okay. I thought he would go ahead and bounce back a little bit. But if you looked at the box score for the Houston game yesterday, I mean, they were actually outplayed in that game. I mean, Houston actually looked, you know, half decent, but I don't know, man, against Atlanta. I mean, you saw what they did in the second half against Dallas. That running game got going. Julio Jones is just a beast. I probably won't lay 6.5. I most likely will end up putting the teaser in on Atlanta at home at a pick just to beat Houston, and I think that would be a rock-solid wager. That's what I'll be looking to do. That number right now, the world opener was set at 4. I could see that number going up to, I mean, potentially 7. So that would be the way that I look. But again, we have to check the injury report, see who's exactly out. Like I said, there's a ton of injuries this week in the NFL, so it could be something significant maybe on the Atlanta side of the ball. But I would look to tease Atlanta and probably get a hold of it now.
All right, looks like he's practicing a little bit. He still wants to wait until he's 100%. So he may go this week, man. Something to look out for, definitely. But I kind of lean with you, man. I don't want to lay the 6.5. I think Atlanta does get the win. I think they probably cover. I don't want to take it. A lot of this is that I'm just really down on Houston, man. I just am. I just don't like the team. They had 10 points going into that fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go, right? Mm-hmm. So I still do not believe in them. Looking at a 10-point game, that was a 1-point game there with just minutes left in the fourth quarter. So, I think Atlanta just offensively just blows the doors off of them, actually. But I agree with you. I'll take the teaser. I may end up grabbing a 6.5 and do some work, but I think that's the right side. I don't want nothing to do with Houston there, Sleepy. All right, man, we'll skip the Carolina-Tampa Bay game. Let's talk about the Giants and Buffalo there. Giants coming off a good win there in the Thursday night game there. Offensively, Eli was able to get it done. I mean, Washington hung in there, but just not enough in the passing game really to threaten the Giants. But Buffalo, I don't think that's going to be their issue. I don't think that's going to be their issue at all. Defensively, the Giants might face the same thing. That offense didn't look amazing. They just got enough done, in my opinion, versus Washington. Big number here. Another one where this is a 3.5 spread there, Sleep. I'm more interested in Buffalo. That 6 gives me some pause. That probably means that the dog is likely the right side in my head, but just not excited to play the Giants. But I think that's the right side to go with early on. But no real strong opinion for me. How about you?
Well, I think one of the benefits for the Giants in this particular game is that they don't have to go to Buffalo in the middle of the winter. So that's a positive. I think Buffalo might be a little too high coming off of a big win like they did yesterday. I mean, they went to Miami and they pounded that team. They put up, 41 points in that game. I worry about letdown for Buffalo here against a New York team who, you know, was rather game. New York's running game is average at best, but at times, you know, could surprise. Eli is Eli. You know, he can produce. Beckham's a tough out. I think Victor Cruz is actually going to be coming back. Obviously, you know, you have some decent guys on the defensive side of the ball. Not sure if their big defensive back for the Giants is going to be in or out of that game. But, again, there are injuries circling that game. Eric Flowers, maybe for the Giants, he may be out. He's their big left tackle. You know, he pricks Manning's blind side, but he was out this week already. So I would look to go ahead and take the points. I just think that that's just too many. I could see this line potentially dropping down to, I would say, maybe somewhere around the 4.5 range. I would say we might see a significant drop here. I think it's just Buffalo maybe just a little too high on themselves. And, again, you know, that defense yesterday looked very good against Miami. But, man, you want to talk about Tannehill yesterday. I mean, he was absolutely horrible. He gave Buffalo every opportunity to go ahead and look good in that game. So maybe Tannehill really helped them out. Maybe Buffalo doesn't look as good as the scoreboard looked. And to be honest with you, I mean, we can go back and look at New England, compare scores. New England put up 37. I think the Giants' offense, I mean, I don't think that they can actually perform as bad as Miami did yesterday. So I think that game will be much closer. I look for the Giants probably at 6, I think, is probably the best you're ever going to get with them.
Yeah, man, I saw that. That's too high, man. That's definitely too high. That's got to come down. I'm with you. Probably the right thing to do is, man, grab the points right now with the Giants. Maybe look towards the middle if you can get it, but if it comes down. I got to agree. If we're looking forward there, got to think that comes down, man. Got to. Oakland, Chicago, man, let's talk about a sleep. Me and you both on the Raiders, man. We pat ourselves on the back a little bit on that one. You had it as your underdog game of the week. Definitely the biggest play for me last week there. I didn't understand all the love Cleveland was getting there. Maybe McCown was going to play a little bit better there, Sleepy. But offensively, the Raiders looked nice, man. I was looking on them for the second half also. I liked the way they moved the ball. The defense was there. Cleveland's not the scariest offense. Now let's play it forward there also. Oakland now going to Chicago. Suddenly now a road favorite. Go from being Cleveland down 4.5. That stupid line to open up. 4.5, one of the dumbest lines out so far this season. So now they're a road favorite there, Sleepy. This is what I'm talking about for this week. This is craziness now. And I think they could win the game, but that can't be the right play. They're laying the 2.5 there with Oakland. Just one of those lines. I just got to pass on it. This is nuts. I don't like this week at all. What say you?
Well, I just want to correct you. That was actually my game of the year. That was actually my strongest play so far of the entire NFL season. Believe it or not, was on the Raiders on the road. And, you know, we heard all the negatives about that team, you know, that they can't win going east to, you know, west to east, and, you know, that they never win back-to-back games and this, that, and the other. But, you know, I watched Oakland in week one, and I watched them in week two. And week two really set the tone for me when they played Baltimore. I can tell you right now that Carr is going to be with that team probably for time. He's going to sign a decent contract with that team. I like the weapons that Oakland has. Alshon Jeffrey for the Bears potentially can come back this week, so that could be a bit of an issue for Oakland. But I like Cooper. I like Crabtree. I like the running back Murray. I think the Oakland defense has actually, you know, stepped up their game. The big issue with them, with Oakland, and we talked about this, I think, the first 2 weeks, was, you know, those guys making mental mistakes, boneheaded plays, you know, just pointless penalties that cost them, you know, getting off the field and letting drives extend. And for the most part, I really counted on the playmakers to do what they did yesterday, and I counted on Oakland not shooting themselves in the foot. And they did that yesterday, and they looked very good. But going into Chicago, back-to-back road games, you know, I'd love to go ahead and throw more money on Oakland, but I just think that it's one of those weeks where, you know, why am I going to press my luck with a team like Oakland, even though I'm high on them, and I think that they're playing much better now. And, you know, if I said anything negative about them in the beginning of the year, you know, I have to retract that, because I actually think this team's half decent. I like Carr, man. I really do. I like Cooper. I think Crabtree is a good fit, to be honest with you. He just fits that mold. Altogether, this is a good football team, and they're going to win some games this year. I think their team total, if you have the ticket for the under, you could probably throw that in the garbage because they are going to win some games, and they very well could beat the Chicago team. I mean, yesterday, dude, 10 possessions, 10 punts yesterday. Yeah, it was against Seattle, but at least, I mean, get me a field goal or get me a touchdown or a special teams touchdown. I mean, Chicago was confused. Richard Sherman runs a fake, I think it was a fake kickoff. I mean, even that Seattle offense, you just spoke about it, hasn't looked all that great. 31, 26 points, 26 points, 26 to nothing. And they didn't even look good. Marshawn Lynch didn't even play in the game. So, I mean, you were limited on the Seattle offensive side of the ball. Now you got an Oakland team who they're getting it going, man. I don't know. I'm happy. I got a big smile on my face for this team. And one, because they won me, you know, a big play. But, again, you know, I think they could win in Chicago. But being a road favorite back-to-back or, you know, again on the road, you know, it's like, oh, man, you know, I don't know. I don't want to do it. But I don't know. Maybe I'll work them into a teaser or something and get over a field goal. You know, maybe I'll get 3.5 with them and work them in somehow because I think they're pretty good, man. And I hope you do, too. It's about time. I know that you, you know, see Oakland doing good.
Yeah, man, I was high on them for the season, so I got the over 4.5. I thought that was a steal. I'm halfway there. I'm very happy about that, man. Good to see them go in. But that's the difference, man. You give me 4.5 against a team that's bad, man, you got to lock that in. Very surprised now to see the opposite swing, man. Just the funny thing about this week. Let's keep it going. Philadelphia now going to Washington. Philadelphia now suddenly a road favorite now in Washington. This might be one that I have, maybe. Look, man, nobody was on them. I thought that was odd that they were catching points last week. Just yesterday, now they're going into Washington or the divisional game. Suddenly now they're favorites again. I guess we can't figure out if we like this team or not, or the odds makers can't. Let's see, what do you do with this one, man? Divisional game, 3.5s are actually still out there, Sleepy.
You know, Philly looked half decent yesterday, and I think that's the best I can give them. Bradford still 14 for 28. He didn't look impressive at all. I think the big deal was DeMarco Murray not in the game. But, you know, you don't read into, and this is just my thing of caution here, don't read into, you know, the score of the game yesterday, 24-17. The Jets turned the ball over 3 times in that game, and they were crucial turnovers. Actually, they turned it over 4 times. Philadelphia had a big punt return or kickoff return from Sproles. So in reality, this game was actually pretty close. The Jets actually had more first downs than Philly. They obviously had more, you know, turnovers than Philly. But the Jets controlled the clock more. The Jets actually had almost 100 more yards total than Philadelphia. So I'm not sold on Philly being a favorite going on the road into Washington. And we saw Washington, you know, go up against the Giants, and they didn't look all that great. I think it was more Cousins than anything, you know, really throwing interceptions in that game. But if you're going to give me a goal and a half, then I get with Washington, a division game. And Washington is very much still alive for that division. Nobody's run away with that division yet. I think it's going to be 4 or 5 weeks before we find out, you know, who is the real front runner in that division. Obviously, Philly, you know, they look pretty decent last week. But give me those 3.5 points because Washington very well could win this game outright. Unless Bradford steps up his game and turns around 360, I think Philly will actually lose the game outright.
Okay, man, like it. Let's keep it rolling, man. A couple of minutes left for the NFL. Let's go to another big matchup here, Sleepy. I think let's skip that one. I was going to go Minnesota, Denver. That one's not too exciting. Let's go St. Louis, Arizona. Sleepy, man, another home game for Arizona, another 6.5 point spread. Big blowout of the Niners there. Now they're coming to – they get St. Louis coming to town, Sleep, off a tough loss from Pittsburgh there. Good defensive matchup. What do you think about this one? This total's down to 42.5. Wow. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't know, man. This one kind of scares me, and it scares me more for the Rams than it does the Cardinals. If you've been backing the Cardinals, you've cashed every week. And if you took the over and parlayed it, well, then you're very happy because that team hasn't lost yet. And they're putting up a ton of points. They are so hard right now to stop because of their passing game. And if you look at their running game, that is just complementing, you know, the entire offense. They can pretty much do whatever they want right now on offense, and I don't think it matters who they play. They played San Francisco, and they smashed them. I mean, they literally smashed that team. Now, I know Kaepernick had a rough day, a bad day, but still, it creates pressure from your line. It creates, you know, confusion with your defensive scheme. You know, the issue with Arizona, at least in my mind, in week one, week to defense, but that defense actually stepped up yesterday and looked a lot better. Generally in the NFL, you know, defenses take some time to come around in the beginning of the year. At least that's just what I think. I think Arizona put it all together. They might put a 100% complete game this week and really scare the crap out of everybody in the league. And this team's going to vault right up there. And everybody's going to be talking. They're a top five team. They're 4-0. They just blew out St. Louis. I wouldn't be shocked if they put up 30 points in this game and really only allowed St. Louis maybe 13-16 at best. I like Arizona. I would actually go ahead and lay this. I would actually put them in a teaser. I would buy all in right now on Arizona. Grab them now because it's only going to be a matter of time before they start having to lay a touchdown or they start laying bad numbers. I still think the bookmakers are a little shy with them. I'm surprised this isn't at 7. I know it's, you know, one of those tricky kind of games here, but again, division game, man. I don't buy St. Louis with Foles. I think their running game lacks. I think their wide receivers are lacking. I know that defense is, you know, pretty good, but again, they're coming off of a tough game against Pittsburgh. They lost, I didn't see anything from St. Louis to tell me, yeah, go ahead and grab them on the road here against a team right now who's just lighting it up. So I'd take Arizona, and I would definitely toss them in a teaser. I might tease them with Atlanta.
All right, there we go, man. A teaser off there, man. I like that one there, Sleep. Definitely. Definitely like that one. All right, Monday night game. We already talked about the Sunday. Monday night game for next week, Detroit going to Seattle. Wow, that just sounds weird. Detroit in Seattle there. Double digits are out there in some spots, 9.5. Wow. Sleep, man. This looks high to me, man. Just off the top. Just off the top, but Detroit did not look good yesterday. On a road, at a home game there, they looked awful. I mean, they looked very, very bad offensively. What did they score? 12 points, man. That's pretty sad there also. So as much as I want to say that looks high, man, that doesn't mean I do want to take it. Seattle's offense, like I said, is not looking that great. Detroit's defense still playing okay. 42.5. Wow, Detroit-Seattle game total is at 42.5, Slippy, man. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I would probably jump on Detroit here, catching double digits. You know, a few things to take note of, you know, from last night. Denver's defense is tough. They're going to that guy Miller on the outside. I mean, he's such a speed rusher. If he gets a step on you, your quarterback's he has no choice but to go ahead and get off his mark. And we know Stafford last night. Let's give him credit for, you know, hanging in there and taking some of those hits he was taking. But the guy was banged up to begin with. You know, they're trying to work in, I think, too much, that Detroit team. They got Abdullah, they got Bell, they got Theo Riddick, then they got Tate, they got Calvin Johnson, they got the tight end Ebron. They have weapons. They really do. They have weapons. And, like, you know, this is one of the teams that you said that you were a little bit higher on. They have the potential to be good. But the fact of the matter is that they just don't get it done. A lot of times they don't get it done on the road. They get it done in bad spots. But again, you're going to give me 10 against a team like Seattle who, you know, they're coming off of a big win. I know Chancellor's back, but it's back-to-back home games for Seattle. I would look towards Detroit with double digits. I think, you know, with a number of 42.5, they expect this to be low. And if you're going to give me something that's, you know, right around the 41, 42 mark and lay me double digits, I'll probably go ahead and take that all day with a quality ball club. I think Detroit is quality. I think it's only a matter of time before that defense has a really rock-solid game. I thought they looked pretty good against Manning yesterday, and I actually think Denver's offense is, you know, better than Seattle. How's Marshawn Lynch going to go ahead and come back in this game? Is he going to play? You know, how's he going to react? I think double digits is the real only way to look. I think if you lay your money on Seattle, it's more of a coin flip, and if you win, you know, yeah, good for you, but I think in the long run, I think the real wise guy player would definitely be Detroit. I could find more reasons to back Detroit, I think, than I can Seattle.
Yeah, those are the only two that kind of jumble, man. Arizona and Detroit, the ones that look okay, solid bets without doing any work right now, Sleepy, man. I think that's the way to go. Maybe the tease with Atlanta, I like that too, man. You mentioned that one. I think that would definitely make my teaser card. More and more 5.5s popping out for the Monday night game, just for you guys that may just be jumping in live right now. I'm Jay Rich, it's Sleepy Jay. We're going to jump over to the NCAA card there. This is where I break up my notepad, man, try and take some notes from Sleepy. Sleepy, let's see if you can get us some winners this week, man. How did you do college last week, man? And what do you think about this week? Thursday night and Friday night games, real quick for the audience. We got Miami going to Cincinnati on Thursday night, Friday night game. Memphis, South Florida, Temple, Charlotte, Connecticut, BYU. No sleep to have some thoughts on the Connecticut, BYU. Talk about Temple a little bit. Memphis is a team we've talked about. South Florida, not a team that's really good. Cincinnati, want to get your thoughts on them. How about Miami, Florida, Lane? 6.5 on the road there, Sleepy. After they, man, I mean, Miami radio is a radio I like to listen to a lot, man. They're down. They're 3-0, and their fan base is upset, Sleepy, man. That comeback loss, or they end up winning the game barely by 3 points last week, man. Not happy about that. They should have blown the doors off in their fans' opinion. They were up, what, 20, 30 points? End up winning by 3 there, Sleep. What do you think about Thursday, man? Miami coming to Cincinnati there, Sleepy. Total 66, 67s out there, laying about 6 on the road.
I think more than anything, it's probably a wake-up call for the Hurricanes, you know. I mean, Nebraska is not a bad team overall. But I think it was more of, well, we let off the gas and we did this and we did that. You know, it's typical of some football teams to just go ahead and let off the gas, you know, when you have a decent lead and you think that you won. But, you know, they left the back door open regardless of the fact. But Cincinnati is a team I think has real big holes there on defense. The offense, I think, can score a bunch of points. The over might be where to look in this game. But, again, it's at 66, which I'm not sure if Miami's defense, you know, on the road, I think that they might actually travel pretty well here. I would probably look Miami. It was -4.5. It's now -6. If you can catch that 5.5, there are a few out there. I would actually look for the Hurricanes. I think they look okay overall. They played a team in Florida Atlantic back in week 2. They put up 44 points against them and held them to 20. Now, Florida Atlantic actually has a pretty decent defense. I think that the Hurricane defense will probably travel well for this game. This is a big prime time game. I know Cincinnati, I think, might be in desperation mode, but again, that doesn't always equal a win, let alone a cover. So I would look towards the Hurricanes in that game. I'm not really sold on Cincinnati at all.
Okay, here we go, man. Next, let's go to the Friday games. Memphis, South Florida. Memphis, the team we've talked about a couple times this year. What did you think about them last week? What do you think about them coming up against South Florida? What I've heard from you before, South Florida not in best of shape right now. Is that still true? Big spread here, 9.5. Florida's laying, or Memphis is laying on the road.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit pricey if you want to go ahead and back Memphis. But, I mean, Memphis is a good team, man. I mean, they got a quarterback, Paxton Lynch. He's very good. They got a wide receiver in Frazier that's very good. Their two running backs are actually very good. Memphis could score points with the best of them. I mean, they just played, they played Bowling Green. I think that's who they ended up playing, I think, 2 weeks ago or something like that. But they're a high-octane kind of offense. You need a defense to slow them down. I think South Florida can give them, you know, a decent game. I mean, South Florida looked game against Florida State going back, 2 weeks ago. And I think they looked pretty good in their last game, actually. 10 points seems a bit high. I would look towards South Florida in that one. Not sure on the total. It looks kind of low at 61 because I think South Florida could definitely put points up against Memphis. Defense for Memphis, not all that good. I would probably look to pass or go ahead and take the dog. Temple Charlotte, like I said, no idea with Charlie. I said that in the first week. It's a team that I probably won't monkey with because I just don't have enough information. But the UConn-BYU game was rather interesting to me.
Interesting. Both coming off losses there. Yeah, can't wait to get your thoughts on this one.
I don't know if Connecticut can travel, man, to be honest with you. I have a gut feeling that they might get smashed in this game. Reason being BYU. I think BYU has a quality club. They went into Michigan, Harbaugh, that defense, they blanked them.
Wow.
And it's not that I think BYU is bad. I think that Michigan was just not going to let that hammer down. They were just not going to let that team score, and they needed a key signature win. And they got it. They got it on the expense of BYU. But I don't think Connecticut's going to be able to travel. We know Connecticut's one of those scrappy, boring teams that, you know, could, you know, make a game interesting. But I don't know, man. there are some 17.5s out there. I would maybe, if you could catch a 17.5, maybe buy that down. 18.5 seems to be pretty much a consensus across the board. I think BYU could cover that, to be honest with you. I think they come back home pissed off and in a real salty mood off of a shutout and look to go ahead and take it to Connecticut. And I just don't think Connecticut has the firepower on offense or defense to keep this game close. That line's 18 for a reason. I would probably say grab it now because it has the potential to go ahead and hit 3 touchdowns when the public gets involved. So I think this is probably the best number you're going to get. Or if you can manage to scrape up a 17.5 down, get it at 17 because you're not going to get any better than that.
Okay, Sleep, I know how it goes, man. You get to these games early. We're going to go to Saturday. Let's do it this way. Why don't we tell me the games you're looking at already for this week. I know you have a couple of free plays there for the people. You have write-ups there on pregame.com in the forum. But, Sleep, let's do it this way. Why don't you tell me the games you're looking at, you're interested in. Then at the end, we'll kind of go rapid-fire. I'll try and get some of the popular games or the games I'm into, and you just give me your take on them that way. But I want to give you the chance to get the games you're interested in, you've done the work on, to the audience out there first. I'll end it there with some of the popular ones. Go ahead, man. What's some of the coming games that you like this week, Saturday?
Well, I'll start it out with the rotation numbers and just start going down at 121, 122, Ohio, Akron. Kind of like Ohio, I've been pretty high on that team pretty much throughout the year. I think that they had a tough loss there against Minnesota. They were actually 3-0 going into that game. They end up losing. It was a late comeback there from the Gophers. They go down 27-24. Now they go on the road into Akron. You know, it's an interstate kind of deal. But you're laying less than a field goal right now with Ohio, only minus 2.5. I think that line goes up. I wouldn't be shocked if it's, you know, maybe sitting around 4, 4.5, maybe even a 5 line for Ohio. I think you will get some love on that team. That's definitely one wager that I'm looking to go ahead and make earlier on in the day. Kind of like the Purdue-Michigan State over. I think Michigan State's going to be able to put up a ton of points on Purdue. That Purdue defense, I mean, really doesn't do a whole lot for me, and I wouldn't be shocked to see Michigan State actually cover that 21-22. That number right now, as you can see, is blinking. It was at 22.5. It's down to 22.
Yeah.
There are some 21s.
Yeah.
They're trying to push that down right now to 21, and they're probably going to pound it at 21 for Michigan State. So that line right there, in my eyes, I would be 100% confident to tell you that that's a setup move right there if you're watching the board right now. Another game I like, and I really like this one over the total, NC State-Louisville. I'm not sold on Louisville's defense at all. I'm not sold on NC State's defense at all. But I think NC State's offense is very good, and I think Louisville's offense is above average. I'll say above average. They went up against a tough Clemson team, didn't really show up. But Louisville, I mean, they're really playing for their season in this game. I mean, that team's looking to go ahead and get a bowl game bid somewhere. I don't know if they're going to be able to necessarily do it, but I think they're just going to end up letting loose, throwing the rock around, and I think that game goes well over that total. It's down to 52.5. Don't be surprised if that's a setup in that game. Another game, it was an afternoon game, 1 second here. Ohio State, Indiana. I'm actually surprised Ohio State's only laying 21. That number went from 19.5 up to 21. I can guarantee you will be laying over 3 touchdowns if you don't game now. I think Ohio State shows everybody how good they are, and I think it comes this week against a team like Indiana who, I mean, they have a nice quarterback in Sudfeld. They have a decent wide receiver. I think it's Ricky Jones off the top of my head if I remember correctly. They have a half-decent offense. The over might be worth a look there. It started out at 61 as a world opener. It's up to 64. So they're telling you there's going to be points. But I don't know how many points Indiana's going to be able to score on Ohio State's defense. This has all the makings of like maybe like a 48-20, 48-17 type of game. But I think Ohio State puts it all together. I think that game actually gets over the total potentially. But I really like the OSU side, believe it or not, even laying 3 touchdowns. What was another one here? Boise State, Hawaii. Boise State coming off of a big win there against Virginia. I mean, they manhandled that team, but a lot of it was self-inflicted wounds from UVA. Their quarterback, Johns, didn't look good. I'll be the first to admit I had Virginia. Took the points, 2.5, swung to Virginia being a favorite. They never even showed up in the game. But you're going to lay, you know, 24 points to a team like Hawaii who, you know, they scratch and claw I would look maybe to take the dog in that game. I think Boise State might be a little full of themselves, and they might actually look ahead to their next game, and, you know, they might actually have a little bit let down here. Another one that I had for the night game, Notre Dame-Clemson. That should be a good one. I'll be watching that one. I think the Irish have a pretty good chance in that game against Clemson, but, again, that's a tough game to go ahead and to win. I mean, that's tough to go into that stadium and actually win. I think the what really caught me off guard was the line, was that pick. So I thought Clemson might be favored in that game by maybe like 2 or 3 points, but it's at a pick. So that drew a little worryness for me. But one more game here. Hold on 1 second.
Take your time.
Yeah, San Diego State, Fresno State. I wanted to ask you what you think about Fresno, because I know you had mentioned it last time around the radio, and I forgot what you said about Fresno State, because we were talking San Diego State. So I want to ask you about the 9 points in that game. And there was one other one here. How about UNLV? How about that team? All they do is continue to cover spread somehow. That line opens up -7 now, I think it is, at Nevada. And I don't know if UNLV can go into Nevada and actually cover that game. But I'll tell you what I do like. I like the over in that game because UNLV has been scoring points. Nevada, obviously a team that can score points, but I saw that Nevada defense really didn't surprise me too much. We know UNLV's defense not that good. I think we see a shootout in that game. It's one of those 30-30s or 30-something, 40-something. I like that one to go over the total. It's only at 58. I like that game a lot.
So two games I want to ask you about. First, let's go to the Fresno State game you asked me, man. You know, I was watching our local show here yesterday. We have real quarterback issues, man. We had one guy go out. The second stringer got hurt. Third stringer came in. Now it looks like the second stringer's back in. So before you play that game, go read up on that quarterback situation. None of them I like. I know this. It's up to the second and third string. I think the second string is now healthy, and he's coming in. San Diego State, they've been underperforming, interestingly enough. I thought they were going to run away with this division, but I think we get whooped. You saw what happened when we go down and went up to San Jose State. They beat us down. San Jose State might be a good team, Sleep. Interestingly enough, they go to Auburn today or next week, Saturday, catching, 20, now down to 19.5. That's something I'm interested in. Auburn almost got beat at home. They're not playing too well. I think San Jose State might go in there and actually play well. This might be the first team. This San Jose State reminds me what we used to be, Fresno, the underdog that can actually get things done. The fact that they beat us up pretty bad kind of reminds me of when we were good, and that's what we would do, go into a team, SEC team, maybe not ready for us, maybe thinking that we're not going to actually go in there and play well. San Jose might have that going for them, but the fact that Auburn – maybe have that bad game already, but against Auburn, against Jackson State, I believe perhaps that might tamper that a little bit. But, you know, look forward to that game. Look forward to that game, Sleep. But I got two games I want to ask you about. Oklahoma State, Kansas State, that's a game. You know, I love the Oklahoma State, so I'm always going to ask you about them. I know they played well last week, got the win there. And then Alabama, Georgia. Georgia only laying about 2.5. Oklahoma State, I'll find the line on that one. I think that was a low line also. So, yeah, talk about any of those two, either of those two games you like either side there.
I don't know, man. I watched Oklahoma State play the other day, and they actually look pretty good. It's never an easy out to go into Texas, and it doesn't matter, you know, who you play. But
right.
They put up 30 points in that game. The defense concerned me a little bit, but, again, I'm not sold on K-State. I currently don't have a line
them?
On
yeah,
them.
What are they doing? What are they lacking in K-State? Because I'm not hearing about them. They're catching 8.5 at Oklahoma State there, Sleepy. What aren't they doing well? Offense, defense, a mix? We'll talk to me about that team.
I think more than anything, it's that they're more one-dimensional kind of a team. I mean, they played Louisiana Tech, and they barely beat them. They're just throwing the field. I don't think they have that defense. I don't think they have that running game that they've had. I mean, they had a big return. What was the guy's name last year? I remember me and you talked about him a bunch of times. He was their big return guy. But he was also their entire offense last year. So going up against a team like UTSA and Louisiana Tech, South Dakota State, now you're really stepping up in class. I think it's going to be a little too much, and I think Oklahoma State's probably looking to go ahead, and try to smack this team around. It wouldn't shock me if K-State's defense plays, you know, potentially their best game. But I could see this one hitting potentially, you know, Oklahoma State wins by 10, wins by 14. But, you know, a blowout, you know, a 21-point, I don't think that's out of the question. Oklahoma State right now 4-0. So they have a lot riding on the season. I know Kansas State's 3-0, but again, that's more smoke and mirrors than anything. I think that the reason why the Vegas people don't really respect that team and they have Oklahoma State laying 8.5 is because they're just not really all that good this year. So I would side with Oklahoma State in that game. What was the other one you asked about?
Alabama catching 2.5 at Georgia. Georgia's a team I'd like. But, you know, I don't know. This might be the first time that I'm down on Alabama. I think I don't like what I'm seeing offensively there, Sleep. But Georgia, I do like, but I don't know enough about them. You tell me, what do you think? 2.5 seems kind of low if I think Georgia's a better team.
I think what will happen here is that you're going to get an abundance of Alabama money from the public because it's I just think –
them catching points, oddly.
This is just my opinion is that, you know, I think this line at 2.5 is set up more so the book get hammered on this game. I think you get a lot of people wanting to go ahead and take Georgia at under a field goal, and I think you'll get a lot of people who want to just take Alabama because it's basically almost a pick'em game when the public looks at it and saying, oh, we only need to win. How good? Well, we're glad we're not laying points in this game. You know what I mean? And that's been the mentality of Alabama because they've been so strong for a long time. But to be honest with you, man, I could go on a big rant about the SEC and all the fraud teams that they have in that conference right now, and you could start out with Auburn. I know you said that they won the other day, but they actually got beat against Mississippi State at home. That team's garbage. I'll just go on my rant, and you could just let me do that. So
did it, man. Did it.
No, I think I'm not going to say that Alabama's in there. I actually think Alabama has a pretty good shot to win this game against Georgia. But I think now is the time for Georgia. They have a good running back. They got that, his name's Chubb. He's pretty good. Their quarterback's pretty good. I think it's just going to be a rather a dogfight here. It wouldn't surprise me if this is a 1-2-point game, and it wouldn't shock me if either team wins. Me personally, I'm not putting my money on this game, but my concerns for Alabama would be getting beat at home against a team, you know, from Ole Miss that came in there and actually, you know, knocked them around pretty good. At one point, that game was, I think, 43-24. That was in Tuscaloosa. So I think the SEC's down. You know, I think Alabama stinks, or not stinks. I think they're okay. But I think Auburn stinks. Mississippi State, I think their record, 3-1, I think that's a fraud record. They haven't played anybody at all. Arkansas, they finally showed up. They showed their true colors. I mean, I told you their quarterback stunk. He's horrible. That team's not that good on defense and running the ball. You can only do so much in the SEC to actually win games with that type of a team. You go up against a passing team with a decent defense, and you'll never beat them. I mean, there's just countless teams in there. Missouri, I think they're a fraud. We were against them. At least I was. I was against them. I just think the SEC in general is just down. And I'm not even going to say it's Ole Miss or nothing for that conference. I still think Ole Miss will get exposed sooner or later. And they actually have a tough game coming up, I think, against Memphis. So I don't know, man. I would approach anything with the SEC right now with caution because a lot of those teams right now are failing to play well. And there's a lot of flaws in, I think, in every team. Like, you can look at a team in Texas A&M and say, yeah, they're good. But in reality, I don't think their defense is all that great. And I think their quarterback play with their quarterback, Allen, I think it could struggle against a good defensive team. I don't see a solid team in that conference. And, you know, just looking at the rankings with seven teams in the top 25 is just a joke. And, you know, I don't usually wager against SEC teams. I usually just stay away from them games completely. But, you know, I've been fading them, and I've been making good money doing it. So, whatever. I'm not a believer in that conference. And they go back. Let me go back to my original reason why I ended up with the whole SEC as a bunch of frauds, because LSU really got, they had me fired up, and a lot of people were saying, you know, you're out of your mind, there's no way Syracuse is going to cover 24.5 points, da-da-da-da-da. Look, LSU has the best running back in the nation, and that includes Dalvin Cook, and that includes any other guys from anywhere else. This kid's the real deal. He's going to be the next Adrian Peterson. I hope this kid ends up healthy. But aside from him, LSU don't have anything. Their defense is rather weak. Syracuse scored on them with a fifth-string quarterback. Again, it's another fraud team. I think LSU is a fraud team, but I will give credit where credit's due. I'll give credit to that kid Fournette, and he's a monster. And he's going to be a good running back in the NFL. But, again, it starts with LSU. You're going to see that team probably bump up in the rankings when they go up against a good through their schedule. When they go up against a good team, play against them because they're not going to win. That's going to be their first win, first loss. And I don't even have the schedule in front of me. I'm just telling you, when they play a good team with a decent offense and a decent defense, they're going to lose that game, whether it be at home or on the road. That's all I got.
There it is. Sleepy gives his SEC rant off his chest. Sleep, man. Hey, I like this method. This is fun, man. A quick show for us, man. We hit NFL and NCAA, man. Gave a couple of free plays out on both. I like it, bro. I like it. Look for you in the forums, bro. Look for you in the – if you got any premiums going. I know you got one going for Monday night, I'm assuming, bro, right?
Actually, I have my three-star MLB run line for tonight. I actually took a back seat on the Monday night game, but if you go to pregame.com, you can get my Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday plays. You like to beat the line moves, my stuff's already done.
Already up. For myself, yeah, listen, man, we've already talked about it. I don't mind it, man. Listen, man, I was on KC. I think you guys missed it there. 6.5s were out there. I think I actually got a 7. I forgot even what I had. I might have had a 7 or at least a 6.5. But, yes, Lee, I think KC kind of holds it, man, but for yourself. I know you're a Green Bay fan, but I think you think that it's going to be a closer game than what most people think also, huh?
Yeah, man, I think it's just you know how the Raiders are. I mean, you know your team. You could say, you know, they're not going to win this game, and they could even be favored in the game. And you just know your team just does not show up against one particular opponent. And I know Green Bay, their issue is Kansas City. That's one of them. One of the teams that they just do not do well against. And, you know, the situation really stacks up for Kansas City, you know, to potentially win this game outright. So if you're going to give me over the key number of 3, you're going to give me the 4, you're going to give me a 6, you know, I would even recommend it if there's a 6.5, buy it up to 7, you know, spend the extra 10 and go ahead and get yourself a 7 because I think it lands, you know, somewhere in between that 6 and 3 range, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's maybe a 1-point win or if Kansas City, you know, squeaks out a win here. So I like the Chiefs. I'm on the Chiefs. You know, I hope my Packers win, but, you know, if I had to put my money down, I've got to be on the Chiefs.
There you go. There you go. All right, Sleep, man. Damn good show, man. Have yourself a good Monday. We'll check you out in the forums, bro. We'll get it going. Hopefully you have another winning week, brother.
All right, man. Be good. Good luck tonight.
All right, brother.
All right, peace.